Thank you for checking out Value Driven Life. I am your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and in this mini episode, we are going to talk about calorie cycling. So calorie cycling is a tool that someone can use when they are trying to lose weight or manage their weight, and it's pretty straightforward, but I'm going to break it down for you in, let's say, under 5 minutes. So calorie cycling, the first thing you're going to want to do is know how many calories you should be eating for your goal. To do this, you can use a calculator such as the Precision Nutrition Calculator, or you can just do your goal body weight times 12. Now that goal body weight times 12 will give you your daily calorie allotment for this deficit that you're trying to enter in. Just letting you know, this is if you are trying to lose weight. And what you can do from there is give yourself about 200 plus or minus to create some sort of range for yourself. We don't want one specific number we're trying to hit. Having a range gives you more wiggle room. Then to find out how to calorie cycle, you're going to take that magical number that you figured out, your daily calorie allotment, and you're going to multiply that times 7. That will give you the total number of calories you need to eat for the week to remain in your calorie deficit. Then here's where it gets to be fun. You can take that number of calories and divide it however much different, proper English here, Chris, whatever way fits your needs. So some folks might do a high calorie day, low calorie day based on the days that they're training. Other folks might like to eat a little bit in a deficit or eat a little bit less during the week because on the weekend they like to cut loose and go to parties and go to might have a wedding or something that they want to be able to still remain in their deficit, but they want to be able to have the leeway with the calories. It depends on who you are, but here's my note on this. Calorie cycling is a tool. It's a tool. So there are a lot of tools that you can use when trying to lose weight. Does it mean every tool is suitable for every single person? No. Like, it's essential to have a solid foundation in the basics before jumping ahead to a more advanced skill like calorie cycling. This is just my opinion. This is just what I've seen working with clients. Everyone is in a different place with their journey, and it doesn't make you better or worse if you don't use a particular skill. But before jumping in, just take a minute, and I suggest being able to assess your starting point and shine a light on what needs your attention, right? You can have dessert. It doesn't mean putting things off limits. You just want to be aware of what you're eating, why you're eating it, how much you're having of it. And, you know, there's a difference between having a piece of cake with friends and family and then skipping a meal and having that food alone in your room. You really want to be able to have flexibility and self-compassion and understand why you're making the choices you're making. That's more important than calorie cycling. But I digress. Please, let me know if you found this episode helpful by leaving a review, sharing this episode with someone who might need to hear it, because that helps the show, but it also helps the person you're sharing the episode with. So I really, really appreciate that. And without further ado, go do great things because you can.